Oh my goodness.
Oh no, it's real. We're here. This is a mobile episode from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Oh, this is going to be a disaster since my boom mic is broken. So, or the boom arm is broken, so I just have to plant it firmly into the couch. And that's just how this is going to go. I might have to just hold it here the whole time, which is fine. But yeah, dude, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, my name's Connor. Connor Skomel. I've been friends with Drake now for, man, I don't even know how to label it. 8 months plus, but
Something
then
like that.
plus when we were just acquaintances for
For how many years that was around each other at family
probably
parties.
like we've been acquaintances for probably upwards to 10 years, dude. Do the math.
That's actually probably pretty
It's
true,
insane.
which is a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time if you think about it.
Yeah, but I'm a PT in South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We're both from the same area.
And now we're out here. I'm out here for the weekend
Yep.
visiting him, and we've had
A
quite the
blast.
time, dude.
I've had a blast.
Quite the time. And the weekend's still not even over yet. My flight's at nine, just after 9 o'clock tonight, and we still got to work out today, and we still got to go to Augie to see my uncle is Coach Tom Billiter. So he's the head basketball coach at Augustana. So we're gonna go pop in and try to see him,
Great
and then
guy.
yeah, phenomenal guy. We got to hang out with him
Great
a few
guy.
times this
Great
weekend.
family.
Yeah, my fam. So came out to see him. Some of my fam lives here too, so it's been great to. I kind of took a. Took out two birds with one stone and got to see them while getting to hang out with Connor. And it's just been, we both took off work today. We went golf 9 holes, and it's been an amazing weekend. It's been great to get kind of just to jump out of Arizona for a little bit, a nice little reset. But yeah, dude, it's good to be out here. We finally made it happen. It was one of those things where you don't know if it's going to leave the group chat or not, and it finally did. So
Yeah, no, it's been really good. It's been fun. The weather's been amazing up here,
it's
which
been
is
unbelievable,
it's
like 80s and sunny,
dude, it's
like
been
all
unreal.
day, every day that I've
It's
been here. A little bit
unreal.
of gloom, but like the last 2 days, but the weather was still so perfect. It was like it felt so perfect being outside
Yeah.
and getting to see the falls and stuff. Because
Oh yeah.
I was out here back in like 2007 for a basketball camp that my uncle ran and stayed with my family here, and it
That you
was,
won.
yeah, I definitely won.
Don't
Yeah,
forget to include that.
people still remember the championship.
Been a lot of talk.
Been a lot of talk because I brought some hardware home, and I didn't have anything to do with that championship win either. I hardly did anything. I don't think I touched the ball on offense like at all. So,
Lock down the
yeah.
floor.
So I just was out there to play defense sometimes, and then came back with a ship. So yeah, they remember me here. The chatter's been kind of like super through the roof. They all were like, "Yo, the 07 4-on-4 champion is back," and I just was like, "Guys, stop it! I'm just trying to have a good time and see
It's been
family."
actually hard going out in
Yeah,
public,
like
dude.
we
I
keep
mean,
running into people that know who I am.
everywhere we go, they're like, "Hey, are you the champ
Yeah, they're like,
from
yo, and
07?"
the annoying thing is I keep hearing like the murmurs. That's what, like, just
Yeah.
come up and talk to me like
Yeah,
I'm a
just let
human
us,
being.
yeah, we're
Because I keep hearing like that, oh, the champ, the champs here, the champs here.
yeah, you're just a normal guy,
Yeah, it's just
man.
like, guys, I run a podcast. I run a podcast like it's next to no views. So that's why it's kind of like a business trip. And then, yeah, you guys did a really. We were out with my cousin Kyle, who's
I
hilarious,
love Kyle.
and his girlfriend. We stepped out with those two. They were so much fun. And while we were hanging out and came back from them, go ahead and just talk about the super funny prank that you guys pulled on
Okay,
me, because
yeah.
that was so
So
that was it's hilarious.
we're
Actually,
walking, we're leaving the bar.
it's actually so funny.
We're leaving the bar, and Drake is he's tuned in. He's pretty well tuned in at this point. And we're all pretty well tuned in. But we are walking across the street right to Kyle's apartment. So right there, super convenient, super cool, good spot. The bar's fun. It's a good vibe there.
Dude, downtown, I don't think people like understand how
Underrated.
sick Sioux Falls. Like,
Underrated.
Kyle and I were making this joke, and then I made it with Connor too, where Sioux Falls is so low key still.
Yeah.
But this is what happens with places that are low key. The Sioux Falls will be ruined probably in the next like 5 to 7 years
5 to 7.
because it's still super like open and not densely populated yet. And we like we went and saw the falls. The falls are unbelievable. I'm gonna try to upload like a I'll be uploading a TikTok like about my whole weekend and then hopefully like a shitty YouTube video too. But the falls are so cool. And then downtown Sioux Falls is actually a blast and it looks super cool too. So like super aesthetically pleasing, but it's just a fun vibe and just like super gritty too. And everyone like everywhere we went and everyone was having a good time. So continue with that
The people are
story.
cool. Yeah, people are cool. Yeah, so leaving Wiley's and Drake not paying attention as
Yeah,
normal when
it's
we're
usual.
there's a pink note card that's laminated sitting in the road, and I pick it up because I'm just like, what's this? And I instantly am able to decipher that it's a note card from probably some college student that like went out to party that night and forgot or
Yep,
something,
dropped it or something.
dropped it. So it's, I don't even know what was on it. You read it pretty thoroughly. I'm not sure how that went, but
It was
because
like
we gave you a couple minutes off to the side to
it
really
was so
dive
it was
into it.
something about I can't even remember.
So I, this is what happens. I did, I pulled a quick one on him, and I put my hand in his pocket with the note, and I pulled the note out and said, dude, what's this in your pocket?
So annoying. So annoying.
And instantly he's like, I have no idea what this is.
Yeah.
And we just went with it, and I was like, dude, somebody put that in your pocket, and instantly just open the floodgates to your mind of
Dude,
being
yeah,
so
I thought
confused.
someone was trailing me the whole night and planted that on me and then tell them what else you guys did.
Oh,
It's
okay,
really
so
funny.
then we had Kyle's girlfriend.
So I'm reading this note now. I'm reading this note. And they're making way bigger like a deal out of this than needs to be.
We're
So like,
blowing it up.
yeah, because they did it to me obviously. So they're like trying to make me get more and more amped up, which is working. But I was more concerned because I was like, why do they care so much that this note's in my pocket? Like they were diving way too
The
deep
funny thing
into it.
is, nobody saw it, but I pulled them off to the side
Yeah, that's hilarious.
while you were going deep into the note heavy.
That's hilarious because I was hammered enough to where I didn't even need to.
While you were studying for like geology over there on that note card, I pulled them off to the side and said, hey, I put that in his pocket. I have no idea what that is, and I did it approximately 2 minutes ago. So then this wasn't even my idea. Kyle's girlfriend was like, hey, let's do you guys have Drake's number? And I'm like, yeah, I have Drake's number. She's like, well, what if we texted him as that person? And I'm like, that is a genius move on your part. So we took her phone. What was that opening text even?
I don't know. I'm too scared to even look back and
Because
read it
that's, yeah,
because it's going to bring up trauma.
yeah. So essentially, I think it said something like, hey, I hope you found that note in your pocket.
Yeah, it was something like that. And so, like, me being like, how the fuck did they
Smiling.
get my phone number? I was like, dude. And then, so me thinking, I just was like, dude, people do remember me from the 07
I think,
championship.
yeah, I think that was
So, like, man, I was like, that's crazy that my legacy runs that deep.
that your number is just floating around Sioux Falls, South Dakota, man.
So she texted me something like, hey, hope you got my note. So she's sitting right there next to me on the couch, and I'm like a fucking idiot. I'm thinking that I'm being like heavily stalked now.
Yeah.
And
Well,
so
then I really grilled you. I'm like, dude, who'd you talk to at the bar? And you're like, literally zero people.
done. I don't even think I looked at a woman.
But then, yeah, no, there was very little
I don't think I
interaction
even
with
made
the.
eye contact with a woman there at that bar. The only girl that I think I was in the immediate vicinity of was Kyle's girlfriend. That
Yeah.
was it. I don't even think I made like a, I don't even think I gave a girl a head nod even that
No, there
night.
was no head nods.
No. And so then she starts texting me, and I just remember going, what's up with the note? That's weird as fuck. That was the last, that's what because I couldn't tell like if it was a girl's handwriting on the note. You could,
Bailey. So Bailey, if you're out there,
yeah. So Bailey, hope your tests went
hopefully you
good because
pass
you were missing a what
that
I'm assuming was
geography
a pretty
course.
substantial note card that you dropped.
Yeah. I
But
mean, the fact that she laminated them is a wild move.
it's I
Can we
mean
talk about that for a
th I
second?
mean that's crazy like because that's way ahead of the curve. Like I'm just too lazy to do that. But
I don't even know how to
but
laminate
also
stuff.
w dude, it's It's so easy, but you got to have like a whole little machine for it.
And she's got some, she's got a plug for sure.
See, no, for sure. And so, but I hope, like, I mean, dedication for her for bringing her notes out to the club.
Yeah.
I mean, to still get studying
that
before
the test. Could not have been coincidental.
Because she's like, oh, she's like, I'm in college, but I'm not going to sacrifice, you know, all the good times. So I'm just going to bring my notes out with me. So I hope she, Bailey, I hope you pass that test.
Yeah,
shout out. Because I just got traumatized.
Shout out,
thinking that I have a stalker. So, but yeah, that was super fun.
How did that even end? I think we just let it go for about half hour, and then you were losing your mind.
Yeah, because I was getting jumped from all sides.
And then we tried. You called her, or what happened? Somebody called somebody off that. Did you call her number? Or
I might have just sent it and called her because I was feeling dangerous. But
obviously. Was there any part where you thought your life was in danger? Like, break that.
Not, I mean, I was definitely like uncomfortable, but not to the point of like, yeah, like I'm scared for my life, because I was in an apartment with you guys.
Yeah.
With the door locked, with Mogi, Kyle's horse of a dog.
Thanks, huge.
Who was definitely not vibing us when we first got in there. I mean, the bark is like, it sounds like something that belongs at a zoo. It sounds like a zoo animal when it barks.
Oh, it's a subwoofer.
So is he a Great Dane? Is that what he is? Yeah. So he's huge, and he was not fans of Connor and I when we walked in there originally. He was not big fans of ours at all.
Well, the running hypothesis was that we had a little bit of AJ smell on us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure he was just like.
So for the viewers who don't know, AJ is my cat.
And I had to bait him with catnip over there in the kitchen, or else he would have been singing right now.
He would have been right here.
Yeah. He'd be where the mic is, and he'd be singing into it, waiting for me to go give him catnip.
So we're thinking maybe Mogi smelled AJ, immediately felt threatened, because AJ's got a scent. He's a good smelling cat, you know.
But yeah, so he probably, and him being a dog smelling a cat, he probably was like the age old thing of like dogs and cats don't like each other. Yeah, so it's
he
like
was right. Yep.
And then shortly after that, after he got close to us and noticed that we weren't a threat, he is so heavy of a dog, yeah. And he would do this thing where he'd come and he would angle at like a curve, and he'd lean his like half of his body weight into your leg.
He's like 100 pounds.
Yeah,
not really.
Like big. He's a big dog. I bet you he's probably over 100 for sure. He's a big dog. He's not even fully grown yet either, which is even scarier. Yeah, so
he's got to grow into his body.
Yeah, he's still lanky, still super super lanky. But we had a ton of fun, and then God, what did we do? Yes, we got to
That was Saturday night.
Yeah, that was Saturday night. But then
the Storm game. You want to touch on,
dude?
Wow.
This is your episode. This is your episode. I'll let you talk. I'll let you. All right. I'll just chime in here and there.
So, I work for Sanford, which is like a big healthcare system up here. And I've always wanted to go to. There's an arena football team here in town, the Sioux Falls Storm, and I've been lucky enough to work with a couple of the guys on the team. But regardless, I was like, I need to go to a game at some point. And it was just perfect timing. They had a home game this weekend. So I told you, I was like, I'm going to get some tickets. So I was just going to, you know, get tickets, right?
But yeah, we came in here. We were an open book. We didn't have anything set.
So I was like, I'm going to get the tickets. We're going to be fine. Well, then one of my coworkers, I said, yeah, I'm going to try to go to the Storm game. My buddy's like, oh, text or email so-and-so. We got a suite and see if you can get some tickets. And I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool. So I message this lady, and she's like, yeah, we got you tickets. And you know, I'm thinking, okay, we got some sweet tickets, it's gonna be fun. It's probably, I even told Drake, I'm like, we got to kind of behave, like I don't want to get fired,
because it's your center's suite.
It's
the suite of the suite there. Yeah. Like it's the guy who owns the arena, yeah, whose name is on the arena. Like it's their company, that company's suite. It's actually
so that was, I was like, all right, cool. And we get there, and we got there probably like what, 45, half an hour early. Oh no, you,
hey,
you're not coming up here.
Let him get his corner. There you go.
All right. Don't get by the mic right here.
Yeah, you might just have to pet him.
I think I'm just gonna put him right here. He really likes his blanket. That's just a
Yeah.
problem. Yep, you're gonna stay right there, man.
There you go. Oh no, he still wants to come over here.
I'll just block him.
There you go.
So yeah, this we get there probably 40 minutes early, maybe. I don't
Yeah, and we could tell like by you can just tell by the way like the parking lot is like it's dead.
Yeah,
Like,
it's dead.
but Sioux Falls Storm is like the best arena football team like
Dude.
franchise ever. Apparently, like 5 championships in a row or
It's
something like
the
that.
franchise. It's the be it's the New England Patriots, would I
Based,
say,
yeah, I
potentially
think so. That,
of the Arena
yeah,
Football
it's
League, is
literally
what
what
I'm
they are.
gathering. And yeah, so we're already having a good time with that.
It
And
was
then
sick because we had the suite, so
we
like,
get to the suite and nobody is in this suite. And we're kind of looking around, we're like, all right, are we in the right area? We actually went to the wrong area for a hot second, but we figured it out. And we're in the suite, and yeah, dude, nobody showed up.
nobody. It was so dead, and you can tell like right as the intros start to come on, it's, I mean, they didn't even have the third row of the, because that
Yeah,
stadium's actually insane. Like, if
massive.
that's a packed house, that place gets
Oh yeah.
rowdy. And
I mean, there were still fans there, but they're all in the lower bowl.
And our side was actually
Yeah,
decently
we
kind of
couldn't see
packed a little
over.
bit. Our side was kind of packed, and but we didn't, we were really pulling for the mini fridge to be stocked with booze.
Yeah,
And
that
so we
was the
showed
big.
up and we
We
were
must.
bummed up.
Yeah.
But
Yep.
honestly, like, if we're being realistic though, like, that saved us because we wouldn't have went out. I would have been blacked out. Oh, I got that game, I
Easy.
would have blacked
We
out.
would
And
have blacked out.
but
And I drove, and it's
yeah,
never a good
so
situation.
honestly, thank God the fridge wasn't like just packed full.
Yeah.
And so,
And we still drink plenty of beers.
and the suite directly next to that is
Oh.
McDonald's, and there
This
was
could,
no
hey,
one.
wait, this could ruin a potential future sponsorship deal. I don't want
I'll tell it anyway.
to. Okay. You're wow.
So McDonald's, obviously pretty wealthy company. Well, they had a suite right next to it, and
Hypothetically,
hypothetically, someone,
allegedly,
one of us two that doesn't live here currently, might
or
have,
work for Sanford.
or work for Sanford, might have allegedly tried to pop into the
Oh,
McDonald's.
convince somebody else to pop into there.
Yeah, and just tried to see if any beverages could be borrowed
Because
from their mini fridge.
their suite is empty, like
Empty,
also
and
empty.
their mini fridge was packed full.
Yeah.
Like, you could see the White Claw labels, and they were just staring through
Gleaming,
my
dude.
soul.
They're gleaming.
They were staring through my soul. Because you can see into each suite from your suite. You just have to lean over like the half wall in between them. And so, yeah, someone popped in there and tried to see what was up with that mini fridge, and their mini fridge was locked,
Lockdown.
is what I was told. So that was a huge bummer.
For that guy.
Yeah, for that dude. But I mean,
Super
really brave of him to do that,
courageous.
and courageous, and probably super handsome, and probably has hardware that he probably won here back in like
Yeah.
07. Anyway, so yeah, so that was disappointing, but that was, I felt, I've been chasing that rush ever since that happened.
Yeah.
So, but I
I felt
mean,
a rush just being
being
a
a part
part
of
of it.
that. And then I befriended Blitz,
Yeah.
the mascot, and he was down below, taking pictures with fans, and he pointed right up at us, and then made it a mission to come up and personally see us in the booth and take a picture,
Yeah,
which was hype,
that was great.
which was hype. And so, just a fun environment, though, like small, and like the game was actually like arena football
Fun.
gets down,
Dude,
dude. Like,
it's
they were throwing
awesome.
bombs. Like, the QB had a game for Sioux
Yeah.
Falls. Like, the QB balled out.
Brown
And
Jr.
is that who it is? Number
Yep.
eight, dude.
Number eight. Shout
Guns,
out Brown
yeah,
Jr., dude.
gunslinger, dude. And so that was super fun. And after that, we met back up. Obviously, then we had our fun Saturday night out with Kyle. And
Yep.
then yesterday,
Friday.
was that Friday or?
No, what are you talking about? Yes. Oh, you're talking about
Yeah, just going through
going
the
to.
weekend. Now,
What about Friday?
Friday I got off the flight. We just went out. There's really nothing much more to it than that. I got off the
Yeah.
flight, got here, and then we went to Pave, and that was it.
No, we went to Wiley's and Pave.
We went to both of them. I don't. Yeah. Whoops. Oh yeah, Wiley's was the place we met into Ike or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh. Didn't really do much besides just we were out Friday night, and that was a that was a really good time. But that was all. That was basically all we did because I got back. I got into here kind of late. So, and then yesterday, Saturday, I got some. I stopped by your facility and we got a good workout in. And then he put me through some treatment because I have a ton of it's unbelievable there. I got a ton of treatment from him. So hopefully, I start. It's a good reset for me to start healing and feeling better. But then yesterday we slept in. And then what did we do in the morning yesterday? We laid around for a while and finally got up.
We have somewhere to go.
We went and grabbed coffee
at Starbucks.
And then what did we do? Why am I blanking on that so hard?
So that was Sunday.
Oh, Saturday we got up and went to the falls too. I forgot. That's what we did. Oh, Sunday we went and walked around the park.
Yeah, we went around the
went and walked around like
hung out by the river.
Yep, was hung out by the river for a while. It was a great day. And then we met up with my aunt, uncle, and my cousins again at their place and hung out and got to eat a little bit of their food and just hung out, watched like some of the Suns game. Oh yeah, they're amazing. And then we came back, and by that time we were so dead that. We didn't even anything. Yeah,
we kind of sat here and didn't talk.
Yeah, we sat here just in silence for a while before we both went to sleep. And then today we got up, golfed, and now we're recording this. And then we still got some running around to do before I even head back to the airport later tonight. But we got a ton of time. So,
it takes like 4 seconds to get through any type of security here.
I was just going to say, I don't think it's going to be that crazy. So I can literally show up like less than an hour before. Show up
10 minutes before your flight.
Oh,
and they'd probably be like,
dude. Sure, you don't even need to scan your stuff.
You'd be like, oh, you're Drake from the
07 championship team?
Championship? Like, wow, dude. I'm surprised you're not on a PJ right now.
Me too, but, you know, the championship wasn't that recent, so all the benefits kind of run out after a while. So,
no, that's a legacy forever in this town, man.
I mean, and they ride heavy for Augustana here in Sioux Falls, like, bad. They ride heavy for that school, and that's pretty cool. Yeah, no, it's a great place here. Like I said, the joke is that it is going to get ruined in the next 5 to 7 years because it is so nice. Like the open concept of the state is super cool. Like traffic is going to be unbearable in 5 to 7 years, I bet, because everything will be so overpopulated. Yeah. But
no, it's growing super fast here. Like I hear a lot about like just the high schools, like Harrisburg. You've heard of Harrisburg? That's just like south of here, and they're getting like another high school planned out, and like there's already like. 7 high schools in this.
Is there really? Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
There's Lincoln, there's O'Gorman, there's Washington, there's Brandon Valley, Harrisburg. The new one, Jefferson. It's all presidents, so that's how I remember them.
That's actually super easy to remember. Really that's not bad actually. I was starting to pick up on the trend. I was like, what's going on there? All the presidents. But now I understand.
Yeah, they're making. So
there he is chilling, huh?
Yeah.
He's on camera, too.
They're making Obama High School here soon. And then
Trump. I was just going to say both of those should land well.
They're going to be rivals.
But yeah, I would hope so. Crosstown rivals, naturally.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, I'm done talking politics. All right.
No, you're good. You're good. It worked with the bit anyway, so it works out. But yeah, dude, we got super close. Like,
yeah, we should talk about that.
Yeah, we can dive into that for sure over like a lot of like mental health stuff.
Yep.
And I think a big issue that like a lot of guys definitely deal with is not having like a secure like male friend to go to for mental health stuff, which is like, it's huge because I don't think a lot of people realize like how big of a deal that is to have somebody that you can like vent to and like be real about shit. Cause the more and more like you go on, you realize like that life is actually like way harder than it's been alluded to be. And like not having like an outlet just makes it that much more tough. Like I don't know how people like get through shit without having an outlet to go through, like whether it's friends or family, like we're both blessed to have both.
Yeah.
But I don't know how people do it when they don't have either option. And I guess like it just,
I think that's when they resort to, you know, drugs.
It's usually where it leads.
Getting out of hand with some of those vices that gambling or whatever.
Really bury you.
Which is like,
obviously I'm not against any of that, but like when you're down bad and you're doing stuff like that, it's a scary, it's a slippery slope.
That's usually when it takes over, because that's like their only like release is that. But yeah, we bonded over that, and now we have another buddy that we are he's in the trenches right now too, so we're trying to help pick him up, because like, and we just keep telling him like, dude, that was like, we were down that bad not that long ago. So like, if anyone knows, like, it's us.
Well, I was talking to him, we've talked about this before too, but it's also different like having somebody close to you that's going through a similar experience, or has recently gone through a similar experience, you know, whether that be a relationship or losing like a family member or work related stuff. I don't know. It could be anything, but I think because personally, before I'd gone through some of this stuff and I'd had buddies that gone through some of this stuff, I was always like, oh dude, you're fine. Like, you're doing great.
The stable thing. Like, yeah you're doing the classic, you're fine. What are you worried about?
Which is good. I'm just trying to be there, but that's so much more like of a sympathetic response versus a like authentic empathetic response, where now that I've been through it, I'm like, okay, I know exactly what is going on here.
Yeah, you can relate. You can put yourself right back in the shoes like that you were in not too long ago and be like, I get it. I get how that feels to be that low. And it is one of those things where it's like, I just like, I don't know what it is like about men. Like, 'cause I know some men that are absolute, like just stone cold bricks, but I know like
they're going through it.
They are, but they do it when no one's around, which like almost makes me like more sad for those people. 'Cause it's just like, man, like they think they have to keep this charade up of being the toughest person ever, to where they wait until they're absolutely alone, to where no one can hear them like cry or even like be weak. 'Cause they think it's like a weakness. And it's just like, I don't think like where I'm at in life anymore, I can't not show like my emotional side. Like I've never really been that way to begin with anyway. And I thought I was like the issue for like the longest time because of that.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me about
that. I just remember always being self-conscious about like me being too emotional as a man. And then like, but I was where, like,
what?
Yeah, but like where it's where it's turned into now, like being way more like comfortable in like who I am, and just like realizing that I was like denying like a real authentic part of me for years, thinking that it was a problem, when reality, like it's so cliche and it's annoying, but it is like a huge strength. 'Cause I think like, I think I give off like a very good calming energy to most people. And it's like, just kind of like getting rid of the weird stigma of like, yeah, like I'm too over emotional, and just being like, yeah, that's been a part of me, and it makes me like who I am, and it makes my personality so like magnetic. And just like me being like, you know what, like fuck this shit, like why am I so worried about what other people are thinking of me, when I know like I have like too many great friends, too many like great people like in my family that are still around, like, and it's all a testament to like who I've been. And I feel like I've been like one of the most authentic people that I've known for the longest. And not like that's a competition or anything, but it's just like being like, you were so like me, I'm talking like me to myself almost, like I was so caught up and be like, dude, you ruined so much shit by being over emotional. And it's like, nope, like that's like, why would we even like tripping on that? 'Cause that's not true. Like, and I think most people have come around now, as like more of us get older and older, more and more people that I know are getting more in touch with their emotions, like finally. And so to have a lot more people like come around and being like, I've been like this for years now, it just like, it makes me even more comfortable. And like, okay, like I really had nothing to worry about,
right?
Like that whole time. So I don't know if you kind of wanted, I don't know what direction you want to go with kind of diving into that, but just like him and I got super close because of that connection, and being like, because I have a ton of people that I go to and I talk to, but you actually reached out because of the podcast.
You texted me randomly
like last August
probably.
Randomly last August.
Super random.
Random. Hey. I don't know. I didn't even remember that I had your number.
Yeah.
You probably, because like, two of our former best friends are brothers. And so we were always around each other because of the Sloan brothers.
Yep.
And so, like, there
were we were always around.
There were times, like, where me, him, and those two brothers, we'd be out in, like, a group of people, like, out drinking or boozing or whatever back home. And like, it was always cordial. We always, like, we'd always be, like, laughing. But, like, we were never, like, I never expected anything to, like, end up being like this, to where it's, like, we have this type of, like, connection and friendship to where we – but, so, yeah, I don't know if you want to kind of dive into, like, how – just, I guess, like, dive into, like, how you even – heard about the podcast, like, whatever first, like, episodes were that you listened to, just kind of go into, like, that whole thing.
Yeah, so somebody, I want to say it was, like, Nunez or one of your buddies posted something on Facebook, I want to say.
Yeah.
And this was probably in springtime of that, of last year. And I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. And I was like, I'm gonna check this out. I know Drake, like, you know, this is kind of cool, unique. I haven't seen anyone from our area, like, doing a podcast. And I was like, oh, like, let's look into it. And then I remember listening to a couple episodes, and a lot of it was you kind of breaking down what we're talking about now, just like mental health. And you were being super vulnerable, which was, like, super impressive to me, because I was like, this takes some balls to like get on a podcast from scratch
and just vent to myself, vent
to yourself about your problems,
living a normal life, and like working a normal, like a normal job. Like, I'm not rich.
Yeah.
I'm
you're famous. Yeah.
Like,
you're just like, no, I'm a
normal, deal with everyday problems.
Right. Like, and that's why I connected with it, because I've always listened to, like, some of these, like, mental health, you know, podcasts, or guys talking about being vulnerable and stuff like that. And I was, but they are always rich,
which is
famous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I partially would connect with it, but I was also like,
but you can't turn around and go buy a Lambo.
Yeah.
I'm like, which would take a little bit of the sadness away. Like, exactly. as much as it wouldn't solve the problems, like, being able to be like, oh, I'm financially set for the rest of my life, that takes away a lot of worries for sure. But anyway, continue.
Yeah. No. So, I felt a real strong connection with it. And then, I don't know if I reached out. I think I sent you a TikTok message and was like, hey, dude, the podcast is sick.
I can't remember. I'd have to dig and look
back. It wasn't a text. It was like a TikTok or something message. I was like, yo, that podcast is sick, dude. Like, keep it up. Like, I vibe with it.
Yeah, I can't remember. But it was something like that.
Yeah. And then, so that was in, like, spring-ish time. And then I took this job out here. I was living in Illinois. I took this job out here. Had some relationship stuff going on that had just ended, that I was pretty, I don't know. There was a lot of changes in my life, right? Like, completely moving away from family, friends, coming to somewhere I've never really been besides my interview. So I got, like, a lot of shit going through my head. And then for whatever reason, I was like, I thought of you, and I was like, I'm going to reach out to this guy and just see what's up. Maybe he's got some insight on, you know, we can kind of connect with, because I mean, I don't know. I got that vibe from your podcast, and I was like, well, I know him from the past. He's always been a stand-up dude. So yeah, I reached out, and ironically, you were kind of going through some stuff yourself, which
Our timelines kind of, like, synced up. Yeah, I had just moved, not obviously to a whole different state hours away, but I was moving, going through like a situationship going, like, ending.
Yeah.
And so we bonded, like, that way, where, like, we were both going through major changes, like, just overall in life, which is always scary, because, like, us as humans, like, that's change is uncomfortable.
Super uncomfortable.
But it's necessary.
You need to.
Especially, like, before you, like, every time you're about to go through, like, a breakthrough where things are, like, going to be really good for you, like, I think that's when you get the most uncomfortable. Because, like, part of you is almost nervous that it is going to work out weirdly, which is confusing. But, like, I've definitely struggled with that. But, yeah, no, you can keep going.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's exactly – you're exactly right. The whole change thing was so scary. And I was like, holy shit, like, I need to, like, I need some outlet here. Like, my parents were cool, friends were cool, but, like, nobody really understood – nobody truly understood how I felt, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, we kind of started talking about things, and slowly but surely we started being more vulnerable with ourselves. And, like, we started opening up about what was going on, and it was
super, and no shame, no judgment either, which was probably the biggest thing that made it, like, really easy. And, like,
I think there was, because you knew that there was family out here in Sioux Falls too, so that definitely helped. Like, definitely
kind of helped create that.
Kind of take away that, like, kind of like a good icebreaker too. At the same time, being like, yo, like, I'm literally going to Sioux Falls, but like, oh shit, like, I got family there. So, but yeah, it's just
crazy how it worked out.
Yeah, and like connect right away, and like, I don't people like really don't realize that, like, that message about like, yo, like, the podcast is fucking awesome. Like, I can really relate to it. Like, this helped me a ton. Like, it's like, I think I've said it before in way earlier episodes. Like, I'm trying to build a small community of people that can, like, especially obviously I'm all for like men and women's, like, or whatever people identify as, like, mental health in general. Yeah. But like, obviously just like making sure like men definitely have a good community to go to, because that's the scariest thing as of right now. Cause I mean, we're seeing it firsthand with, like, not only just like our main buddy, just like I've seen other friends in general that just don't even know, some of my guy friends that don't even know like how to process breaking down. And it's scary. Like,
oh yeah.
The longer you wait,
the worse it gets.
The worse it gets. Yeah. Like,
it's harder to actually open up and be, you know, be vulnerable. You just get the feelings get stronger in the negative.
You throw a family into the mix too. And it's just like, you're just,
and now you got, now you're in charge of a small human being.
Yeah. Like, you have, and then you have, you haven't had like a legit like meltdown before, and you finally do when you have a family and you don't, like, so that's like, I've just always been like, but your message, like, that's enough to make people continue right there.
Oh,
it's like, hey, like, I really fuck with the podcast. Cause like, I've been doing this now for, because I ran the separate one back during before COVID, and it didn't really go anywhere.
Then same title and everything.
No, different title, different name. And those, I think I mentioned
by that. Yourself or
me with my next door neighbor that I grew up with in Byron, who lived out in Arizona, Austin Coltrane. There's like three episodes up on YouTube, that are pretty. We went way more of like the comedy route, which like eventually I think that I'm still gonna. I'm just gonna continue to try to bridge, like, mental health, like, with also trying to keep it funny, but it's also just really easy. It's really just awesome. It's easy to talk about mental health.
If you get the right people to talk.
Yeah. It is like really easy to sit here and like have a discussion about mental health and like, but like that alone, like small creatives. I mean, like, dude, I've been doing this podcast now. I started it in the spring of 21, and it started off as me just having a headphone in and recording short episodes on my way back from work in the morning from PXG. And then it went into taking it out to Wyoming with me, and then setting my cell phone down and recording the episodes with like people around it. And then it got to the point where I got the mic and I was doing the audios, and then I had the mic, and then I would have my people, I would call the February when I went on that like crazy thing that kind of blew it up the most, was I had like five people on that month, and I would just put my tripod on and my phone right next to the microphone. I call people and I have them on speakerphone.
Yeah.
And then it upgraded to now we're on Zoom.
Yep.
And so you see the person and you're able to hear, and Zoom is great because it breaks all the things apart, the audio and the video clip separately. And then, but yeah, dude, like, hearing that like is huge. So like, anytime like you fuck with somebody that's a smaller creator and you're able to reach out to them, like, definitely do, because hearing that, like, hey, I really fuck with the podcast, stuff like that, it's just reason to keep going.
Yeah,
for sure. And so like, it definitely was like, okay, like, someone likes this, so I guess I should just keep doing it. And that's just what it is.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there's a lot of other people too that, you know, fuck with it and have similar ideas, and they just maybe they haven't really even expressed that to you, but I'm sure there's more. I know there's more.
But
you're right, just one person that you can, like, wow, I impacted one person, like, made them have a better day or got them through that tough moment just by listening to this for an hour. And like I said, it's even better when you know that person and you're like, oh wow, like, I can relate to that. So I think it's awesome, dude. I've always told you too, like, I've been on you, I know, at times, like, hey dude, get, like, you tell me, oh, I gotta get a podcast going, I'm like, yeah dude, you do.
And this is gonna be now going, like, after this is gonna be like the third episode, like, within a week now.
Yeah,
like, so we're back. Good. And keep, I told you, like, how weird my motivation is, to where, like, if I'm in a zone,
yeah,
to just keep pushing and getting through that, because
it's not going to last for forever. So I got to basically dig as deep as I can. But
yeah,
getting that for the hardest thing was jumping back into it after taking such a long break.
Yeah, that's always hard because
getting back into it's like nervous. Like, do I still have it? Am I
like,
done?
It's like working out, dude.
It's
anything you're like you used to do. You're like,
it's intimidating to get back into it. But once I took that step to do that first episode and get that out of the way, like now this is my third episode in a week's time now. So yeah. It's like,
no, you're going crazy with it now.
Yeah, getting back into it and trying to run the numbers up again, which is huge. Yeah. And so, but yeah, dude, it's just like, it's just realizing that. And if you're like a small creator right now and you're like embarrassed or scared, like, cause like I do this, I stream video games too. Like there's nobody watches that either. Don't care. I got to a point where I finally was like, this is what I want to do. And I'm not bothering anybody by doing this.
Yeah.
And so, and we talk about it all the time, like how insignificant, like we really are here. Super like the fact that I even worried as long as I did to even put this shit out, like people actually give a shit, is hilarious because it's like, it's so oversaturated. Like anyone that's making fun of you, one, it's a projection from their own insecurity.
Right.
And then on top of that, they can talk shit. They might even send shit in the group chat and talk shit on you. And that'd be terrible. But within the hour, they're already like suffering, like drowning in their own insecurities again, worried about like, yep. Like, yeah, I can't. He's annoying as shit, but at least he's doing what he wants to do, and I'm still stuck. I'm too scared to do what I want to do and share it and post it. So it's like, once you kind of rid that, because a lot of that's just ego, and like you're able to rid that, like it's made my life a lot better. That's for sure. Just like not worrying about that shit.
It's all ego driven.
It is.
It's crazy how much like as you read more into your ego and how much influence it has on how you act and how you treat people and how you react to things. Like it's insane. So once you get a better grasp on that and start realizing, like you said, that you're not the main character, like you are
of your own world, right? In the sense, like, dude, we are like the whole stereotypical phrase of like we are on a spinning rock in outer space,
in the middle of nowhere,
in the middle of, like, it's like, dude, like you and I, like you're how old now?
I don't want to talk about
it. Okay. Well, I'm 27 and that's terrible.
Big 3-0.
You're a big 3-0.
Yeah,
dude, let's go. So you and I, like, we're both pretty healthy individuals.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And modern medicine is going to get better and better. So you and I have a very good chance, if nothing, no freak accidents or not, at least 90 years old, like probably, like we'll be able to be on medication. 90 and shit. Like we'll probably live to be 90 the way medicine's going to go. Like,
yeah.
But
by the time, yeah.
I but mean, honestly, you think about it, like
how many good years we have left?
Yeah.
A lot.
But at the same time, like that's why we can't worry about this dumb shit because of how valuable that time
is. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like you think about it, like we have maybe 50 more like years left.
Yeah. But like with our health though. Like, yeah, we're going to make it to 80, 90, but we're going to look like shit and we're going to feel like shit.
Oh, I'm going to be hurting, dude. The way my back hurts now before 30.
You might have 10 good years left in you, dude.
By the time you're 40. That 10 is being extremely generous.
Yeah.
Oh. Or at least a back surgery.
Yeah, you're one.
I'm one.
You're
slip
one
disc.
Bat, yeah,
I'm from, one slip yeah. disc away from a
back major
surgery. And here's the thing: is to not have it feel like this every day, and I can never golf again. Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll just go to every mini putt course in America and do that. That's fine. Fine. Because sometimes when I play anyway, I want to break every club over my kneecap.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can get that mad over mini putt. I'll find a way.
You find a way.
I'm pretty competitive. I'll find a way to get mad as fuck about that. I'm so glad your AC just kicked on, by the way. I was starting to get pretty sweaty sitting here.
Yeah, I actually just...
That feels amazing. Good grief.
I mean, we do have a massively huge air conditioning unit.
Do you guys want to see?
Yeah. This is wild move here. Look at that.
That's about half.
That's half my fucking...
It goes that way even further. It's just on his balcony. Look at that.
Wild. So, yeah, we got the best AC in...
Yeah.
Probably in Southeast South Dakota right now.
I would say.
I would say that's fairly accurate.
But yes, the time thing, what really stood out to me was, I don't know where I heard it, but just, or maybe I just came up with myself, but just like the idea that time is so valuable, and we can't, when I'm going through some rough shit, you always want it to, like, you're like, oh, I wish I could skip forward to 6 months from now.
Always.
A year, always. 2 years, because I got this going on. First off, in 6 months to a year, whatever you want to, wherever you want to go, you're going to have issues. Okay.
Yeah.
You're still going to have because shit
going on. Make it and you're where you want to be. It doesn't mean that, like, all the bad stuff just disappears. You're
still going to have a lot of tough shit to get through.
But that's the thing that's hilarious is that's the thing that people think like, oh, if I get, cause we talked about that yesterday, yeah. I think where it's like, we're always wanting something a little bit more to where it's like, oh, like once I get here, I'll be happy. Or once I, and then when I get this promotion, I'll be happy. When I start making this much money, I'll be happy. When I get this vehicle, I'll be happy. When I get this significant other in my life, I'll be happy.
It's just so.
And then people are shocked when they get that shit and they're not happy. Because there's the work, and that's what him and I, like Connor and I keep reminding each other, like right now, it's like all this work is not for nothing right now. Like it seems like it, but this is all we're setting ourselves up for success, whether like we think so or not.
Yeah.
Because we're taking the time to sit alone, not have a significant other, like not really even be running around playing the games anymore either. Yeah. Not saying that I'm completely done with that for good, but I've taken a very heavy break on it. In this last year to where it's like, I'm almost exhausted to re-enter that world because of it. You know what I mean? Just because you get to this point, and I'll turn it this way now, because maybe our buddy can listen to the rest of this episode and maybe kind of like you have to get to a point towards, and if you don't listen to like Lori Wheeler and Leo Skeppy on TikTok and on YouTube,
you've been putting
those two have saved my entire life, and that's because you got to take advantage of all the free resources.
I was just gonna say, dude, what is insane is how much money it costs to get your, like, to see a therapist,
to make sure that you're to try to keep yourself okay.
No wonder we have all these fucking issues in America.
Yeah, like, and it's the greed insane. Too is hilarious because it's like they know they have the community in a chokehold because of what we're all going through now, and so they're like, yep, let's just up. It's just like gas shit. They know people got to get somewhere, so they keep the prices high. Because like, what are they gonna do? Stop buying gas? Yeah. Like, nope. Yeah. Like,
you're right.
And it's just one of those things, dude, where you have to. And if you're going through something like right now, and this was like, you feel like you're almost at like a breaking point. Like, let me just tell you right now, just like stop what you're doing, pause this if you have to, and just take like a couple deep breaths, and just like recenter yourself. Don't react on something yet, like off of emotions. Like, if you have to, give it a day or two, because. Yeah. You're really going to, the more you react like sporadically and don't give yourself time to process through shit, that's when you ruin a lot of friendships, a lot of relationships, like,
oh, for sure.
Opportunities, you'll ruin it just like reacting off of just like what you feel in that moment. Like, let things process and go through it. And I'm telling you, you'll handle things a lot better.
Absolutely.
And it's getting to a point where you have to be. Because I've been such a people pleaser for forever. Now, that does not mean that I've been the nicest person ever my entire life. But
yeah, I get that.
For a while, I weirdly figured I was owed. I
treat a lot of people like.
Yeah, I weirdly figured I was owed because I was such a nice person at times, which that's not how life works.
No.
But for me, I was like, yo, I've been such a cool person. I'm fun to be around. Like, why am I going through this shit? Yeah. Why am I going through this shit? This isn't fair. To where it's like, now it's like, dude, nobody owes you shit.
Yeah.
As much as you think they do, they don't. It doesn't matter what you did for them either. They don't owe you shit. That's your ego thinking that they owe you something.
Yeah.
So it's like, the more you turn in, because like the hardest thing I think probably for you too is having to turn it all into me and be as selfish as possible. Yeah. That's been like the toughest thing for me because it feels weird.
It does.
It feels weird being such being such a people pleaser for forever, like tuning everything else out and only worrying about me, it still feels weird.
Yeah.
And so it's like, but if you're not doing that, like the reason that like relationships aren't working out for you or like friendships aren't working out for you, and it's because
Something on the inside ain't right.
Yeah, it's because there's something missing inside you.
You can't keep blaming other people.
Yeah, and like, you can't
at some point, you got to look in the mirror.
And you can't keep thinking that you're going to get it from somebody else. Exactly. That, like, it's all this shit to where it's like, you got to become, and it doesn't have to be for forever, but like, you have to be as selfish as possible and really figure out, like, what makes you, you.
Yeah.
And if you haven't sat down and, like, done that, like, real work yet, then, like, you're going to continue to struggle.
Yeah, you're going to keep looking for it elsewhere. And you're never going to find it.
It's the same thing. Like, when you see couples that aren't ready or aren't happy already, they have a kid and then wonder why that didn't fix it.
And then they have it's just like, they have another kid because two will
fix it. Yeah, like, oh, yeah, second one will fix this.
And then they move into a house.
Or, like, my favorite thing that I've heard about, and, like, it's still so weird being on the outside and hearing all the horror stories about relationships.
Yeah,
like,
there's some wild stories. I thought my relationship was so...
Dude, but I'm almost thankful that I don't deal with that drama now. Like,
for sure.
And not say that I don't want to not deal with it for forever, because I can't wait to get screamed at by my super pregnant wife, like, in the future, and just, like, be chuckling to myself. You just
have to suck it up.
Yeah. And, like, I can't wait for that type of shit in the future.
Yeah. But, no, yeah. I think
you're the same way, too. But for right now, finally got to that point where that's not what we need to be focusing on right now. And I think it's made both of our lives, like, significantly better.
It'll come when it comes.
Yeah. Like, and that's like, if you keep thinking, like, that
you're gonna get happy by just, I don't know, finding somebody,
it's not special. Like, that you're never gonna be happy. It's great. Like, you have to be okay with being alone.
Yeah.
And if you're, and take a honest, like, good look at yourself, and if you're not happy alone, like, you can't sit alone and be in your own company, then you need to do some work. And I'm not meaning that in, like, a scary or intimidating way, but, like, I'm telling you right now, like, you will not, like, make it out there if you don't figure out how the fuck to be alone.
And that's, like, the thing is, like, working on yourself, it's super cliche, right? Like, you hear everybody say it, but it's also very true. And I think the big misconception that I had going into, like, working on yourself was that there's, like, this recipe or, like, guideline to follow to, like, work on yourself. And it's like, dude, there's really nothing.
There is nothing.
It's like, nobody has a good answer. We have, like, tools, right? Journaling, meditation.
There's a very rough outline.
Yeah, but everybody's unique. Everybody's got their own thing that's going to work best for them. And
some people don't figure it out till they're in their fucking 50s. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Like, what the fuck were they doing that 50 years? That doesn't matter, because they finally figured out what they need to do.
Yeah.
And as long as there's no timeline. You're on your own timeline.
Yeah.
So get rid of that pressure of, like, I got to have shit figured out. Right. My 60-year-old parents don't have it figured out.
Yeah.
And they're 60.
Right.
Yeah, like,
we talked about that too. Like,
they didn't
think once you turn a certain age, you got to figure it out.
You think adults have it together. No. The more I talk to my parents, like, we didn't know shit.
They winged it the whole time.
You're not really, truthfully, you're really not ready for anything. No. It's just like, when it comes, are you willing to like be exposed potentially by not knowing? That's like where you grow and learn the most.
Yeah.
Like, you think I was ready when I went out to Wyoming? No. You think I was ready to go down to Arizona? No. You think I was ready to go back to Wyoming? No. Like, you think I'm ready to potentially get back into fire? No. But it feels like that, the fear of that is what's driving.
Well, you what was it? A couple months ago, we were talking, and you were like, "Man, I don't know." Like, you were kind of
doubting. I even still do that.
I know, but I had to snap you back.
Like, yeah, like,
I'm like, no, you're worried about taking that step. You need to take that step.
And that, like, and worrying about that's what's psyching. Like, it psychs everybody out
for sure.
So there's someone out there probably listening to this going, "Man, I can run a podcast better than him." Good. I hope you do. But if you don't put any content out, then no, you can't.
Yeah.
So keep running your mouth and don't put out any episodes.
Right.
Like, and that's not me being a jackass. That should be a challenge to you, being like, because there are so many people that could do this better than me. I just do this because this is fun for me to do and it's like
therapeutic.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm legit super, like, done with a therapy session.
No, it does feel like when you're done with it.
But it's also like, this is not hard for me to do. No. Like, I'll have this episode uploaded and up on everything within 30 minutes of us being done with this episode.
Yeah.
And it's just like, But it's all just like, because I used to be, I don't know how you've been with it. I think obviously we've been pretty similar, but like that pressure of like having it all figured out, when I've just realized more and more that no one has it figured out to begin with.
Yeah.
People just have like listened to their own like internal voice being like, oh, I want to do this, so let's go do this. The happiest people are the people that just like, my favorite thing now, like the more people that are like, man, like he's a weirdo, or like he's out there. The more people that say that about you, the better, is because I'm so like unashamed now of being myself, especially around like new people that I meet, that I don't care. Like the more people that are telling me that I'm weird or that I'm like, that I'm out there, like perfect. Cause that means I'm so authentically myself that it's getting those people to say that shit.
Right.
Because they're like, man, cause I bet you they're going home and they're like, I wish I could just be like that, like carefree when I go out, right, and not really give a shit. And it's just like, you can be, you just have to you literally only have to do a little bit of work. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. Like all you have to do is kind of do a little bit of internal work and you can get to that point. But right, you got to make it a mission to really fucking get, well, to really fix
yourself. I've always thought this about myself. Like, I've always been super big on like my physical health and working out, staying active, like, which obviously is all external. It's important to be healthy, obviously, but I think I've neglected for so long, like the internal, like mental health, spiritual health, like all of that has been completely ignored for so many years. Like I'm going back and I got a lot of work to do, but.
And that work's never going to stop.
Right. But it's all about consistency, and it's all about,
you got to show up.
You got to show up. It's like, it's especially early on when you're in a dark spot and you have that and you're trying to do these things. It sucks, dude. Nobody wants to, when you're depressed and sad, nobody wants to get up and go for a walk.
No,
nobody wants to open up a journal and write down how you're feeling. Nobody wants to set up a therapy session.
You don't even want to wake up.
Yeah. You just want to lay in bed.
So you don't even want to wake up.
If you can get out of that hole, like, and then maintain that drive and effort to actually work on your mental health, and it doesn't have to be that much. Like, journaling, dude, takes how long? Not very long. Or meditation. Some people are big at that. I'm okay at that. I got to get better at that, but
same,
I want to get better at that. But, I do like to journal a lot. I'd like to, go for walks, like be more in touch with nature has been huge for me. So, little things like that seem like, oh, I don't have time for that. You got time for it. Okay. You definitely get off TikTok for 15 minutes and go for a walk. Like, just,
it's something that simple.
Yeah.
A 20-minute walk, yeah, can literally flip your entire day around.
But the thing is, you're waiting for that instant gratification.
Yes.
Because our society is like that. And I'm like that. Trust me.
Same.
Same. The first time I started doing this stuff, I'm like, this stuff sucks, dude.
Like, dude, Sam, I'm like, this is bullshit.
What is,
dude,
this? Who made this?
I'm sitting there going like, trash. I'm like, here I go again for my fucking stupid 20-minute walk for the day.
Right.
But so then, dumb. And then by the end of it, I'm like, damn it, wasn't, dude, that actually helped.
Yeah, yeah. You're like,
and that, I'm like, and I'm like annoyed that it actually helped.
Yeah, you're like, damn, I gotta do that tomorrow.
I'm like, damn it, dude.
But
yeah, but all it is, it's all a mindset shift, dude. Like,
yeah.
I weaned myself off. I was back on antidepressants and straight up just took myself off of them because I was like, not that I'm against them. I think that if you need to be sturdy with like a steady base where you're at and you need help to get there, I think medication's amazing for that. If you can find the right one. Sometimes people just don't gel with medication, which I understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to get you back to a baseline to where you can just get through the day without wanting to sob all day, that's huge. Yeah. And that definitely turned it around for me. Yeah. With me trying to leverage my like a new job and a potentially new career, I just was like, I need to make a decision for me. And I just took myself off of it. And I could definitely sense the withdrawal for, because I was down for like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But just kept showing up. Didn't want to get up.
Kept going.
Kept getting up. Didn't want to go to the gym because I can't stand going to the fucking gym. But I like to be in shape. I like to look good. I like to be relatively healthy. So I go. Hardly ever want to be there. Kept hanging out with friends. Showing up.
That's huge.
Kept showing up. Like going on walks outside, being present, I'm actually somewhere.
Huge. Like when you're with your friend, be present, talk to them.
Yeah.
Say what's going on, dude.
Like, yes.
Learn about them. Find out something new. Like little things like that that I feel like I've neglected for so long. It's like you just put a little bit of effort in, you're like, holy shit, like this actually changes how I feel.
For real.
Like, what an amazing thing. Like, so that's been huge. Like just reminding myself. And I still reach out to you. It's not like we're
not fixed. Yeah, we're not better. We're not better. Like, we're not like, oh yeah, things are good.
Yeah, we're not good.
This friendship's over.
I mean, we're doing
way better.
We're doing better.
But it doesn't like
we're still grinding.
Yeah, like it's still bad days. Still, that's fucking what we
tell
happen,
our buddy
dude.
Too. Like,
yeah,
because he keeps telling us, like, dude, you guys are so, I'm not strong like you guys.
And we're like, bro, dude. We're like, dude.
Like, I cried like 2 days ago.
Yeah, like, dude, what? Like, you don't know us, dude. Like, we,
trust me.
Like, dude, not that long ago, we were just in your spot, dude.
And I'm sure we had through other rough
patches. Yes. Life. Yes. But we're just going to be way better equipped for when those times, like, because I know I'll never be as low because I figured out so much stuff. I figured out so much stuff that I know will help if I ever get in that scenario.
Well, you learn.
Yeah, dude.
And that's how you get better at anything. You're going to make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
Everything in life.
You're going, like, if you think you're not going to, you're going to have a rough time out there. You're going to have a rough fucking time.
Yeah.
Life is about fucking up.
Yeah, it is. But it's how you.
It's how you adjust. It's how you adjust from the fuck up.
Yeah,
because if you learn nothing,
control.
If you learn nothing and your behavior never changes, then
you're in a spin cycle, dude. You're in the dryer and you're just
you're done. You're done. Like, you're gonna live a miserable life.
You're gonna.
And if you think like you're a piece of shit and you probably have been, maybe it's time to stop being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Because maybe that's why you are so miserable. And if you're a good person, you still feel like shit.
And even just admitting that you're being a piece of
shit. That alone will probably take so much pressure off you right there.
Ego, again. Your ego. When your ego is so big and tough, dude, and you're like, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's like, dude, you're doing you have some say in this for the most part.
And all,
very rarely is it just the other person, or is it just your boss, or is it just, you know, there's... You can do better. There's always ways to get better. And part of that's looking in the mirror and being like, what am I doing that I can improve on?
And actually, like, making it, because I think we all get caught up in this thing where nowadays, like, you got to be showing everybody everything that you're doing.
I'm not good with that.
No. And like, I know we both struggle with that big time. And it's like, that's why this has been so tough for me. Cause like, I've been basically like, I've been treating TikTok like my new Instagram.
I envy you with you're not on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
I haven't had Instagram or Twitter on my phone since August of 2020.
That's incredible. Dude, props to you. Because that is,
you know,
I guarantee you ask, but like if you ask 100 people of your friends to get rid of their social media,
they'd have a conniption.
It would be a disaster.
And like I said, and that's like another thing too, where I don't like, I've gotten clowned on by like women for not having Instagram on my phone. They're like, that's fucking weird. I'm like, yeah, I mean, to you. Yeah. But like, I don't, as much as I would like all those extra likes, like,
yeah,
I don't,
well, it's all like, external or,
yeah,
it's that you need.
And not saying that is not me. That's not me bashing on like Instagram. If you're in a good headspace and like you like posts on it. Cause like part of me, I've struggled with, because I've done so much cool shit, and I've hardly shared any of it.
Yeah.
So, but that's what makes it easy for TikTok for me, because I don't feel that same pressure of like posting that up on there. And I don't know why. And then so until I'm comfortable to go back to Instagram, because like I do want to go back.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you have to be in the right headspace.
I've gotten on it to check like what some of my friends from Wyoming have sent me a bunch of shit.
But
I've gotten on there like 4 or 5 times on my laptop, and every time I've done it, I've gone over and checked.
Like,
I've
200 checked my DMs from all these babes.
Or... Oh, dude, I wish that was the case, but I don't even get that on TikTok. So it's like, but it's a
bunch of dudes, actually.
Yeah, honestly, that's my DMs are flooded with like all my friends, like all my friends that are guys, and so. But I would check it. I've checked it a couple times on my laptop, but every time I've started to kind of scroll to see like what my friends are, it's weird to me still. Cause I'm just like, I've been so checked out and like not really knowing what everyone's doing to where, but I like that part.
Right.
And I like the part that like not a lot of people have a fucking clue what I'm doing.
No, that's
but at the same time, I can still do that while having that social media. It's just me being able to handle it better, which I will be ready at some point, just not for right now. So it's, and I'm enjoying my time without it right now anyway. Like still meeting a bunch of people, still have met a bunch of great friends.
Yeah, dude, like, it sounds like you're doing just fine.
Not needing it has been huge. And so
your headspace is so much better than it was.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude. Insane. Which is incredible. But like obviously still so much work to get done. But that's like the being present thing is like you really gotta be. If you keep focusing, it's so cliche, all the shit that kind of has been clicking now. But like, if you're not enjoying the journey at all, like when you get to the destination, you're going to keep wanting more.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah, like if you're not happy on your rise up there, like once you get there, you're going to be like, you're not going to be satisfied. So it's like, that's like with our buddy right now. Like I just keep telling him, like, you're at rock bottom. The only way to go is up.
Yeah.
Which is like such a dope place to be in. He just can't get
rock bottom.
He just everything's gonna be sick. He just can't get in that mindset yet. He's got to work more to get to that headspace. Yeah, but once he makes a little bit of momentum, like he'll realize, like, oh yeah, like it's like this is gonna change his life, like for the better.
Oh yeah.
Like he's 100% gonna flip his life.
It's an investment on himself.
Yeah,
that's what I like to think of it too. Like you're investing in yourself right now. Like
100%
making yourself better. It's not going to pay off right now like you want it to.
No,
it's going to be down the road, but it will pay off eventually, and it's going to be really beneficial for your growth as a person, how you treat people, how you see life. Like it's going to be big for him. Dude, I gotta pee, man.
No, you're good, because we're about to wrap it up right now. So thank you, dude. Sweet. I appreciate it.
No problem.
So yeah, dude, definitely if you're listening to this, that, right? What's up,
we'll cut the pee part.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, dude, if anyone's listening and you are going through it, definitely reach out. And if we're not close, reach out to whoever you feel close enough to. But
that's how it was with my buddy. I told him, I'm like, I got a guy for you, dude.
Dude, yeah.
Drake. I'm like, let me get you guys connected here. And already he's known you he knew of you, but he's been closer to you for what, a couple weeks, a month maybe?
Yeah.
And he came and visited a couple weekends ago. He's like, dude, Drake is awesome. I'm like, yeah, he got me through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
He guided me. We kind of guided each other, but it was, I think if you find the right people and you are, we talked at the beginning, being vulnerable with the right people, opening up and it's crazy how much easier things can be.
I agree.
When you open yourself up, open up your heart and, let yourself be a little vulnerable. It's crazy.
And if you're scared to reach out, like that nervousness to reach out,
normal.
You'll feel it is super normal. You'll feel way better even if like just if you reach out to one person. Yeah. You'll putting that out there to somebody that you trust, and if it doesn't go well, like all right, then you'll find another person to reach out to. Who cares? Absolutely. Because we're all gonna be gone in less than 100 years anyway. So what does it even literally matter? You're nothing. That worried about reaching out about your mental health while you're on this world. So it's like
you're too cool for that. Then
so you've got some issues. If you want to support, dude, definitely get on. Definitely try to share it as much as possible, because I don't really share it on anything because I'm still kind of self-conscious. But share it on everything. Definitely go to the audio, either if you listen to it on Spotify or if you listen to it on Apple Music, and give it. You'll got to give it a 5-star rating, give it an honest rating, what you think of, but definitely give it a rating, because that definitely draws more traffic to
and
it.
And it just gives you feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, if you're going through it, you don't have anyone to go to. I mean, I've obviously like, I became way more like internal. So like, I might not get back to you right away and I might not be able to give you like all my energy all the time. But if you don't have anybody, definitely reach out to me or even to Connor, if you don't have anybody, definitely reach out to us and we can see where we can go from there. But no, I appreciate everybody listening. Like I said, this next year is going to be huge with taking this to where I want it to go. So thank you guys for listening, and get your mental in check, dude. Let's get our mental in check this year. God damn it. So get it figured out. Let's have a year, huh? Thanks for tuning in.